Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 68. Now, this is going to throw you off a little bit. Robert has something to announce.
Announcement, yeah.
So, you know, we put this intro ahead of the episode, but Chris and I, we're all talking about it after, like, we don't know. It's because we truly don't know when we're recording the episode.
Yeah, because this takes place in the future.
Because we take
episodes in the past, even though this is in the past of the future episode.
We do.
Same Earth, but still same.
We do the intro before, like, after we record the episode. So during the episode, we get really...
I've had to explain that to a few people. They're like, how is it that your intro knows the future and you guys seem surprised whilst doing the episode?
Because we're fucking the
genius. We do it afterwards. Because if we did it beforehand, we'd have no idea what the fuck
we're
doing.
We don't come in fucking prepared. Yeah.
Like, we are the worst.
We don't billboard shit. We just say the shit we just said.
Yeah.
So before Robert gets serious and shit, what we talk about is actually also serious.
Yeah, actually, there's
presidential choices,
but there's a seriousness of this that's kind of dark in a way.
Dark.
Ooh.
You mean the
spoilers,
episode
bitch.
Or what you're talking about?
Is your question or the episode itself?
You'll find out.
One of my favorite commercials in the world is that little Mexican girl, like, soft shell or hard tail?
Why not both?
It's some Mexican girl's idea of like, the taco won't stand up. Here's a fucking idea, idiots. Flat bottom taco shell. That's genius. Nope. Common sense. I'm not even going to be adorable. You're all goddamn idiots to take forever to think this up. And they're like, all right. We're bad. Yeah, you're bad.
I like those taco shells.
Yeah, no, they're dope. Because
they're whiter.
There. Yeah, right? Because
you
you're like, and then they go,
you
and
get
more
food. Taco in
yeah.
the taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right? And you're like, God damn it.
Way to think like a fat fucking American.
Yeah. Yeah, our influence on Mexico. Larger taco shells. And then
Mexico's
they're like,
almost
the
fattest country in the world.
They are-ish.
And then
they have more rampant obesity than we do.
Yeah.
We just have regular obesity.
I heard someone saying, like, all you see down there is people drinking soda.
Yeah, because are you going to drink the water?
You don't want to drink the
fuck
water
that.
In Mexico.
Exactly.
It's like Russia.
But
they just
have
drink
you ever
vodka.
Had Mexican soda? Any
it's really
of you?
Good.
Has,
it's kind
have
of
you
salty.
Had it tastes like you're freaking chugging salt.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Like, try ours, like the squirt.
Yeah.
It's Mexican soda. They bring it up from Mexico. Anyway, don't get me started. But
they bring it from Mexico?
Well, yeah. It's
the
just
weirdest
north of
thing
Mexico.
On the planet.
It's just
like,
north of
why
Mexico.
Do we?
Texas.
I don't get it, but whatever.
It's tequila.
I don't know. We send
but
all of our stuff there.
Super salty. It's so weird. Like, take a regular squirt and then a Mexican squirt.
Like
try
our
both.
Jobs.
Yeah. Ah.
Trump saved 1,000 carrier jobs.
Oh wait, no, he didn't. They were.
There's
going
still 2,500 carrier
False.
Jobs going to Mexico.
Mexico.
All right, Robert.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay, so here we go. Serious part in. I have something to announce. You know, I'm getting married.
Pregnant?
Yeah, no, not that. Oh. I'm not pregnant.
Damn it.
Well, you were getting a little large in the belly.
I know. It's that time of season.
The fucking season.
July 29th, I would be totally honored to have you two, not Justin and Jacob, sorry, because I know Justin is more of a, not a dress-up kind of guy, and I have something.
Up, Justin though. Does look sexy when he's dressed up.
He doesn't like getting dressed up, but...
No, not really.
And
he's
not
I don't
here
know.
To
he's
no, he's not here to argue,
he,
yeah. So that's his fucking problem.
So shut the fuck up, you two.
Okay. Jacob, I have a plan for his daughter, but I would be honored.
Yeah, way to sound creepy.
I would love to have you guys as my groomsmen in my wedding.
I call groomsmen above Jarrell.
No.
Because I'm Morris Day.
No. It has to go him and then you.
Only because he was in band.
Because I'm white?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean...
I gotta have the black token guy at the
now,
very end.
Now, here's the thing.
You were at the end of my line, too?
But see...
do I at least get to sit down at some point, or am I standing
the whole
time?
Of course.
Yeah, no, oh, okay. Okay.
Well, so, for the superhero, that was the question. Mm-hmm. I knew you would be Green Lantern in a heartbeat. We're
without
be,
question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna do the whole... Like,
oh,
revealing.
God, I love you. Oh,
so
can I have your babies?
We're going to get you the tank top because it's going to be really hot, and we're going to get you the socks and cufflinks.
I do not have a tank top,
and then
buddy.
I
you
want
will
you...
by then.
Yes, you will.
Okay, yeah, you I'm will.
Gonna, so gonna... would you want... So who's your favorite superhero out
so
of the three?
Here's how...
Because you would go Captain America, Batman, or Superman,
Green
right?
Lantern.
Or Green Lantern.
And Kathy broke that. Here's how I figured it out. So we're talking. Kathy's like, "What's your favorite superhero?" I'm like, "Well, I like Batman,
yeah,
and Green Lantern, yeah, and Superman,
yeah."
And she's like, "Well, Chris liked Green Lantern." I'm like, "Yeah."
See, no, I would have figured it out if she said that. If yeah, I were in that, then, you saying that is what the killers, and he did that on purpose.
Yeah. And then she's like,
"That's how I could see how that would like, work." Yep.
Well, I like 66 Batman.
Yeah.
And she's like, "You can't be Batman." I'm like, "What are we even talking about?" Oh.
No, see? Oh, exactly.
And, that was it. And I'm like, "You can't be Batman."
That is an adequate amount of information. That is the perfect amount of information where everybody would go, "Oh, God, no, I'm doing that." Also, way honored to have that, sir. Right on, that'll be really
thank
great.
Thank you.
Yeah, for reals.
Real, though, I don't know if you've seen me in a tux. Not want me in a tux.
You'd fuck, Chris. We're not going to do the full tux. We're going to just do the vest and probably do a t-shirt.
Okay.
Because it's going to be really hot.
Okay. Because
we got married in June.
Yeah, but there's like middle of July, bro.
Yeah,
or late
this
July.
This is July 29th. Yeah.
We got married during Hoop Fest.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just like for real, like because me in a tux, like. Yeah.
It's not good?
No, there are just things in the world that the world doesn't need more of.
It looks good.
Because I look good in a way that because I'd never worn one before.
Have you seen when our wedding pictures?
Like
I don't think so, no.
You were there!
For like 10 minutes and then I left.
Yeah,
go
no.
Up on
bastard.
That wall there, go peep it.
For real, like go check it out.
He's
like
sexy.
Me in a tux, it's good in a way where, like when I wore the tux,
yeah,
when we were trying them on, like I came out and we were like, fuck, like, right. I look good in a tux. Like, I look good. Like, when you don't realize when you're like, no wonder women fucking do this with dresses. I mean, like, damn, like, I looked really good in a. It was weird and confusing.
Yeah.
It made me feel thoughts about myself I'd never felt. I mean, that's its own weirdness.
I felt those thoughts about you, too.
Like, I looked
but
really good.
No
in
homo,
tux.
Right?
Way gay.
Way homo.
Way homo. Yeah. Like, gay as the day is long.
On your wedding day, like, they don't tell you this. You're the busiest you've ever fucking been, and you can't fucking go back with the groomsmen there. And,
remember, though, any help you need, for real, like, use us in any, because that was so much fun helping you guys with yours and then trying to do the
DJ
stuff.
Also, if you want to light fucking fireworks off next to the State Patrol office after you go to the strip club for 2 hours.
Yeah, these guys. Yeah, we're great at making not great decisions, not poor. But not great.
Yeah.
But genuinely, I'm on it. That'll be super dope.
Yeah. Sweet, man.
Also, get to wear a Green Lantern shirt and cuff. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So fucking
stoked. Yeah. And socks, dude.
Yeah, no. Anytime I get to wear anything on Green
superhero
Lantern.
Superhero socks, too.
Yeah, okay. So would you be Cap?
Yeah, yeah. Since I can't have the other two.
So.
Yeah. Or
so,
Superman.
So who's all going to be? Is it like us and your
brother?
So
my brother will be Deadpool.
If you can find like and a Jor-El fucking crest. Yeah, totally.
A Jor-El.
You couldn't. You need to get it custom made. It'd be the silver S.
But that's what we're doing.
It'd have to be a silver
S. They're probably going to get them custom made.
Even then.
Because we can't find tank tops with the symbol on it. But
you know what would be a better one? Mm-hmm. Kingdom Come Superman.
So
right? See? Right? Yeah. Because we're going to go variant.
But
you can't change your mind because after Chris listens to this, we're going to be making decisions. Because
you could do the Batman Beyond Batman. You could do Kingdom Come Superman. I could do a lantern, like Alan Scott's lantern,
because
it is different. And then
with the red shirt,
see,
and then the fucking
and the way it would pop on the black, see, boom, with that little outline of green. Oh, I know. Don't even get this shit twisted. Like I don't think about this when I'm bored.
And then I'm gonna come at you with sticks all day.
Not wood. And then your brother doing Deadpool. Yeah. You could do have him do the inverted mask Deadpool.
Yeah, the red and the
do it with the red and black.
Yeah,
yeah. Have him do like invert Deadpool. Yeah.
I think we might just go normal.
I'm just saying. Like,
I know.
Be variant on
it.
Also, I would love to see you in Batman Beyond Batman.
Yeah.
Because
sweet.
That's right. Because that is
okay,
the best
so
Batman Beyond Batman.
The whole wedding is going to have
Batman.
It's going to be a game for the whole thing.
Yeah.
How many like symbols can you find and how many references can you see?
Ooh.
Like,
oh,
when you
said it was
going to
be a game, I was thinking Saw. I'm like, no, I don't want to be part of this no more.
No. It's...
See, it shows me. I thought of war games and Matthew Broderick going, shall we play a game? So it totally shows that deviation of a path. But no, I like that though. That's super cool.
Yeah,
I don't
mean
are the girls doing it as well? Or
they're going to be having the shoes decorated.
Okay.
As they're superheroes, yeah.
Okay, because I know, like, the whole dress thing, like, I get the girl aspect towards it, and it's no hate.
And,
I get it. Like, you pay X amount of dollars for a fucking dress. You're wearing the goddamn dress. You're not wearing no fucking superhero thing. Yeah. You're like, wearing my fucking
dress. Actually, I paid the same amount of money to rent your tuxes.
But, for the, in terms of
we had to give that shit back. They got to keep their dresses.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I should have rocked the shit out with some superhero shit then. Fuck. We should have, too. Just said, fuck it.
That was my first tax return. I spent it all on tuxedos.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. No, that's fair. You did. Yeah. This shit ain't cheap.
Mm-hmm. At the old spaghetti factory.
God. I hate that place. So I hate that place. No, for real, I'm way down, too.
Every time somebody brings up, oh, man, we're going to the old spaghetti factory, I'm like, don't.
Yeah, even instinctively, you're just like, or don't go and make poor life.
That's why when you're like, we should go to this bag, I'm like, how about we don't?
Well, because yeah, I want
so many other more restaurants.
No, all I want is cheese bread. I don't want the food.
Cheese bread is better.
Like I want,
or their ice cream because it doesn't have nuts in it.
The Spumoni, yes. Yeah, no, the Spumoni's super dope.
Yeah.
I remember one time.
We used to just sit there and eat ice cream on the freezer. Mike's like, you can't. And we're like,
I remember, there was nothing like looking for another job and reading the comics on Sunday whilst eating an entire bowl of Spumoni covered in hot fudge. And then Mike coming, going, have you guys worked? Probably. On the clock.
Or we're eating apples too.
Yeah.
That were supposed to be for the bar.
Yeah, and he'd just be like, do you guys do anything?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Job gets done, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah,
you guys can pay us 4 hours like you'd pay everybody else. Yeah. It's just getting done faster.
Yeah. No, straight up, we were bad. Like, realistically, I would have fired us. In hindsight, we all should have been fired. Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, wait,
yeah.
We did awesome jobs, though. So
we just got it done quicker, so we took our time.
Yeah. And looked for other jobs.
Like, Justin and I got meatloaf done. 30 minutes max. We got lasagna done. 10.
Yeah.
Four fucking lasagnas we got made in 10 minutes.
And then whatever's left on prep, the three of us would rally and then go eat food.
Yeah.
And then we go down to like sell it or down.
Do you know the Brooklyn
Deli
closed? They're gone.
No. I thought they took up the whole.
They had for a while, but they are gone.
It's gone? Because we were just down there.
It is gone.
We were down there with Lawrence.
Yeah,
Krauss.
They took.
Well, last time I walked by, everything was gone.
Oh no, that's catacombs.
I know this
catacombs
is the intro.
It.
Lawrence Krauss, I would totally make president too. Yeah.
Word.
Anyways,
I told you his was the delete. I told you his was the delete. He won't fuck with
since
it. He doesn't want to fuck
with the
delete.
Since we're at this point, yeah, we'll both be grown men, yeah. And it's a total honor.
100% for real. I love you, and I can't wait to rub it in Justin's face to be an asshat.
Yes.
Game on.
Game on.
That is our job, right, guys? High fives all around. Morality for the day. 23 minutes in the bag. See you guys next week, right?
Yeah.
No. Giant fucking space planet with teeth goes, I am Unicron, and eats it. And a cartoon character goes, fuck script. That fucker just ate a goddamn moon. A moon, guys. A moon. And then they're like, we need to tell the other guys. So they're screaming, this fucker ate the moon by the gods. Like, real world context, imagine having to say that. We're on Earth. Phobos and Deimos of Mars have moon bases, as you would have moon base 1 and 2, but then, like, lunar base would be ours, because, obviously.
Yeah.
So you'd have moon base 1, moon base 2, and then lunar. Even though lunar was first, I don't care. Moon base 1, moon base 2.
Yeah.
Giant planet comes in, eats Phobos, straight out of the sky, and moon base 2 is like, oh my god, it's gone. What the fuck? Calls lunar base. Lunar base is like, what's wrong? This thing just ate a fucking moon, and it's coming right for you. You're not going to say, oh, well, ate a moon.
You're going to do a South Park, you're going to shoot it.
Yeah. You're going to fire all things, and you're going to cry.
Coming right for us.
Yeah. No, you're like, it's coming right for us. And it's not, but it is. And it's like, I'm going to eat all your fucking babies and your space babies. And then so at the end of the trailer, when it just shows it, and I'm like, oh, sweet, merciful fuck, that's fucking Orson Welles' Unicron. And if they just use all of his lines from the movie or James Earl Jones... What's up?
What'd he do?
Did he mean to? Did he step on your toe?
Okay, we'll go back and play. Just be careful.
Yeah. I always find like when kids hurt each other intentionally, you're less likely to get like a, hey, this happened. You know, where they're like, well, what happened? Nothing. And then they get over it. But if it's an accident, they're like... I'm telling.
Right?
Wasn't on purpose. I'm going to tell.
There's a 10% chance this could be on purpose.
Yeah, but probably not most likely.
Yeah.
Telling.
It's good.
Because reasons.
Yeah.
He tells every time he gets a boo-boo.
No. So, like, the last new trailer you guys saw was Transformers the last ice cream cone or whatever it's called. Night. The last Dark Knight returns of the rise of the planet of the apes of Armageddon.
Yeah.
It's that time of year right now where I wake up and then I go to work and then come home and then go to sleep. Yeah. And then I wake up. And
no, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
And then I come home. And then sometimes I wake up early and go shovel snow. And then go to work, and then I come to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or sometimes he has to shovel snow and then go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't that have... That happens on occasion. Too. I don't have that joy yet. Yeah. Like, I get... Like, the way Thanksgiving was, though, for real, and there's no nice way to say this, if they ever outlaw pop and they ban it or whatever, I'm not going to be a sad person.
Right.
People are fucking gluttonous. And I'm a part of these people, because I love food.
Uh-huh.
But people who love pop...
Our last fucking Arby's trip, you spent $30 on yourself.
That didn't sound like me. You have no
proof.
It's
Arby's. It's expensive.
Yeah. It's thank you.
It is. But how many of us can eat $30 worth of food at Arby's?
I can't.
Well, Chris.
Yeah.
Anyone should. Quiz. You should be able to do so. But I'm saying on the beverage, we're not talking about me. We're talking about the other people. This is not about me. I'm just saying through experience, like you have to deal with people like with all their packages and... Just that whole, like, no wonder other countries hate us in terms of, you know, the consumerism factor.
People just come out, they don't say anything, they grab the package out of your hand.
Gimme.
Mm-mm. Grab the package out of your hand, and then turn around, close the door, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, see,
I've
had five packages delivered to my house. Every single time I said, thank you, your work is appreciated. Word for word. And they actually had a smile on their face, because some people just, they don't do that. They just go,
you know, and you get thank you a lot, like as you're getting in the truck or whatever, someone will shout thank you, and that's great and whatever.
It's a weird thing to get, or like as appreciation, like you doing that. It's really cool because, like yours, because
I know
what you're
a
doing
guy
for the
who
season,
does this shit.
Yeah,
like
you're doing vastly more in terms of the season than I am. Like I just
Santa
put
Claus.
Pop on shelves.
But, you know, it's like your summer. We're busy in the winter. You're busy in the summer.
I found this one thing out though. Old white people. Love seeing anyone work hard, and they don't know how to say it without being racist.
When
you're white, they're like, "You're doing a really good job,
and we're
good
like,
Negro."
Yeah,
but when the thing I get is,
I'm glad to not see you on food stamps.
No, well, the thing that I get is
taking my money.
No, for real, the thing I get though is when they're like. I've had times where like old people will just come up and I'll be like trying to bust my ass into Walmart because I have Walmart and Fred Meyer's, and that Fred Meyer's is hell is a better place. When I die and there's a hell, they're gonna be like, welcome to hell. I'm like,
welcome to Fred Meyer's.
Are you run by the corporate ladder of Fred Meyer's? No, well then I don't care. So and like, but it's hell. Oh, but you're not Fred Meyer's, so you know, shut your whore mouth. And then the devil's gonna be like, you don't talk to him. Like, I talk to you any way I want. You go up there and you go look at Fred Meyer's, and he'll spend a week as a human and work Fred Meyer's and come back and be like,
I really got to up my game up.
Yeah, he's going to be like, why are you crying? Oh, no, eternity in hell. You're not Fred Meyer's. I ain't even mad anymore. You guys are on vacation down here. Like,
you guys want pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza for everybody.
This is pizza for everybody. This is on me.
Real pizza, like, not just like fire pizza.
Yeah, fire pizza. We're getting real shit here. If you want a veggie pizza, you can get shit. That's what you get. You get to go a week at Fred Meyer's.
You can go back to work.
Yeah, at Fred Meyer's. That's hell.
Yeah.
No, but old people always come up and they're always really nice. And if they see, like, I'll be sweating. I'm working quick. I want to get fucking done.
Yeah.
400 cases by myself. And then they're like, you look like you're working hard. And there's that part of me that wants to go, oh, no shit. You know, like while you're all walking.
No,
nope,
just on
the
clock
the
hanging out.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm just going to hang out.
Well, I guess that's what Dan does. Yeah. He just stands there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's frustrating. Yeah, no good comes from anyone talking about him. That's for sure. But then the old people will come up and tell me really weird old people jokes. They're not funny.
I love really weird old
people
like, jokes.
They're old where you would have to have been alive in the 50s or 60s to get the reference, but you're like, that's clever as a joke.
Yeah.
And so I laugh. I'm like, that's good and funny. It's clever.
It's like,
but then old white women.
They're the ones you got to wait.
Cottonheads?
They're weirdly racist. They're weird. Yeah, like they're They're always like, you're one of the good ones, you know that? And I'm like,
oh.
Every time, and I'm like,
why can't you just say you're one of the bad ones and I'd be perfectly okay with this?
No, just go, you're doing a good job. Or you're
you're doing a good job's fine.
But it sounds condescending, doesn't it?
Condescending. Okay. You could call me a nigger and I'd be like, well, that's unnecessary. I don't know why we've escalated to this point.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Yeah. Whatever. You can be like, oh, well, I just don't like people who aren't white because I'm xenophobic and an asshole.
Yeah.
Hey, you're honest. I'm going to hate on you.
I think xenophobic's the wrong word. Asshole's right.
Asshole's right. No, but they're, no, but they're, right. They're being an asshole. But, it's
but that's a, not xenophobic.
Well, someone who is perceived as a different from your culture would, is a form of xenophobia. Because it's not racist because racism isn't a real thing. You can't be a racist. There's one human race.
Yeah.
So as a xenophobic thing, they're like, I just don't like people who don't look like me.
Well, I don't.
Well, because you're white. Yeah. That's a common. It's a white disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it's like how heart disease is a black people disease. White disease. White people have a disease.
It's like
called asshole xenophobia.
It's a human disease.
Yeah.
And white people are really good at it right now.
Yeah. Well, because they got to be better at everybody and everything.
There's a
yeah.
lot
except
more
for
of them in.
Yeah.
In,
yeah.
For now.
That's just too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys don't get sports anymore, so you guys cranked up the xenophobia as a skill.
Did you see the weird little like ad video on Facebook about what an American is going to look like in like, I don't know, like 20 years or something like that?
No. Oh, for the people like skin color?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because everybody's having mixed marriages.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, and
like,
the kids
they're
are
like, this
gorgeous.
Is,
right?
This is what the children are going to look like. And they're just putting up kid after kid. And I'm like,
I'm so
and the problem with this is
yeah, they're like,
nothing.
Yeah, they're like,
amazing
these
looking.
Are bad things. And you're like, those are adorable babies.
They're
if
super
that's
cute.
The future, those
great.
Kids can have my kids. That's how cute those kids are. Like right? They grow up and you see those girls and you're like,
that means you want to have sex with babies.
Have you seen those mixed fucking girls? Like as adult ladies? Like there's that tone where you're just like, I'm not saying I'm, but I'm like, you want my babies?
I saw a lady at
my
Costco.
My baby back ribs?
I saw a lady at Costco. And we walked by today and I was like, man, you're really pretty. Mixed lady, yeah.
No. Like, they're just you're like, nothing, I just want to thank your parents. There's a girl who right, works at the Walmart that I work.
Yeah.
That is, she's Hispanic, but she has something else. And whatever it is, I see her. Every time I see her, I'm like, God, I just want to thank your parents. Like, I don't tell her because that'd be really weird and awkward.
Really awkward.
But she just has that look where you're just like, I want to go to your parents and go, sir, thank you. Mom, high five, mom. High five. Lord's work right there. You guys did the Lord's work on that one. Because she just, it's like one of those where you just see a human being and you're like, if aliens were like, show us your humans. And you go, everybody get behind the curtain. Humans. And then
show
they go,
us what you got.
Yeah. No, like Rick and Morty.
That's setting
yeah,
the bar
it's like,
a little
it's,
high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and you do that, they're like, well, where's the rest of them? There's 17 million of us on this planet with this level of pollution. We get around. Yeah, and then you hear people behind the curtain, where's my Big Mac? Shut up, Mike. Fucking get back your Big Mac. Shut the fuck up. And he's like, what was that? That was the dog.
You know there's a McDonald's.
Yeah. There. It's like, shut up. And then the curtain falls and it's just all the overly like huge 300-pound people in their fucking Walmart carts and they go, oh.
It's like Wall-E.
Yeah, it's like Wall-E and all the aliens are going, so you wanted to be part of the Federation. And you're like, you can't blame us for that. And then they're just like, and you can't reach his drink because it's
too
far
you watch
out of reach.
Wall-E,
and you're like, God damn it.
You're like, that's kind of gross, but.
You're like, but a hover chair. Like, that's the killer for me. I'm like.
On a space cruise?
Yeah, and I'm like, yes. A space cruise hover chair. I genuinely have a problem not having a problem
unlimited
with that.
Unlimited Slurpee.
And you're like, and a just mega like, gulp Slurpee.
Just fill it
space
up.
Waiters.
Yeah. Like, right? And you're like, and they're like, well, don't you have a problem with that? You're like, and you go, I do have problems with the moral and ethical implications. Refill this for me, please.
The rest
like,
of it.
It's not even a hand movement. It's like you think about it and
yeah,
it fills it
and
up.
And you just, and you kind of do the telepathy. Finger nudge. Yeah. And they go, like, aren't you going to care? And you're like.
You just do it with your eyes.
Yeah. And you're just like.
It's kind of like that second episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Where everybody's
oh
just
my God.
Like pedaling bikes and
dude, I,
living
I
in
love
a
Black
box
Mirror,
and shit.
But at the same time.
Oh, for the app.
Yeah.
Earning their
coins. The only problem I have with it is. It falls in that category of we have that really shitty dystopian view of the future still where it used to be.
Well, because it's reality.
No, not that part yet. Not the reality part of the dystopian future.
Oh.
But back in the day where you would have like Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure,
yeah,
you know, where
like
they have the coolest future in the world where like
a Demolition Man, like, you know.
Yeah, we're a Demolition Man where it's a reasonable future. You know, yeah. You're like, I can see these. These are cool futures. Yeah. Semi hover cars back
then. Yeah, Taco Bell's the fucking main team. Yeah, everything.
Because it won the corporate food wars, and you're like, I don't even care how that plays out.
Everyone has diarrhea.
I
want
to see that.
Everyone that has diarrhea.
Yeah.
All
no
wars,
kidding.
I want the fast food chain war.
I saw a picture of like the old Taco Bell sign the other day.
I want to have the shirt. I survived the corporate food chain wars. I want that.
The old school Taco Bell. I want them to bring back the old school Taco Bell sign. That brown piece of shit. I want
95's Taco Bell inside and go in and go.
And retro then, Taco Bell, and they serve 96. Shit from.
I want 96 Taco Bell. So when I go in, it goes. I tell you what I want. What I really, really want. And you're like, oh, nostalgia.
I want a Chorito and an Enchirito.
You remember? And you go, but then you go, can I get the what's the one? The
Chalupa?
No, not the Chalupa. The
Crunchwrap?
Yeah, but if you go in and go, I want a Crunchwrap, they go, what's that? And you go, I want to be so rich.
Right?
That's all you do. You just, I want to be so rich. Like, you could go back in time and do anything you want.
It was like a couple years ago. I walked into Subway. I'm like, can I get a Subway Club? They're like, what's that? And I'm like,
no, yeah, right? And you're like, I want to go back in time and not do anything like, oh, you know, watch out for the future. Yeah. Just go like, McRib, and they go, what's that? You
right,
go, check it.
Processed no, no, rib just meat. Say, just
processed
say,
rib
seasonal.
Meat. Yeah, you go, and they go, this is amazing. What is this? You go, it's a McRib. We could sell this ever. Go, and you go,
demand.
And you go,
I have a pen. You have nothing to write with.
Yeah,
you want
you
this
do,
pen?
You go like this. You take it, and as they're all eating it and agreeing, you go, no, and you take the plate. They go, what are you doing? You go, only. Mine. 1 month out of the year.
Yeah.
And they all sit there and go, why would you do that? And you go, and you take it, and you go, because I'm God. in the most just blank, like, duh way. Like, because I'm God. And they're like, and the guy's like, can I get that back though? And you go, after you say yes. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. And you go, good boy. And he's sitting there and he like skeptically reaches for it. And he's like,
he put pickles and onions on it, but nobody wants the onions.
Yeah, but they're sitting there, and as it comes to the mouth, he's like, is this a good thing that we're doing this? And he's like, does it matter? No. Leave it. Just leave it. You're like, good. And then you leave and go, where are you going? You're like, Burger King, why? Cheesy tots. And leave, and they're like,
fly.
You disappear out the window, and they're like,
fly.
What is he?
Chicken fries.
Yeah, you go, chicken fries. Like, can we go, Burger King's.
I haven't had the chicken fries.
They're gross.
They are truly the equivalent of the McRib.
Okay.
Where you know it's the worst thing for you,
yeah.
But if you were indoctrinated in it early enough, you will murder.
Okay.
And you're okay with
but
it.
But see, I would try the Cheeto.
They
covered.
Asked me if I would try. They're not that great.
No.
Yeah, I'm
that,
a big
no,
Cheeto
no,
fan.
No, it's crazy. Well, you know what they brought back? That
Jack's
that
a big
for
Cheeto fan and chicken nugget fan. Didn't like them.
Yeah,
whoa.
The big thing
yeah.
that
That's
they just
do.
Brought back, though, is their cheesy tots. Or as we know them as cheese munchers.
They're just
Napoleon
Dynamite
just sells them. Yeah.
That's what we
Dude,
had last
that
night.
That commercial was so great, though, with Napoleon
that
Dynamite.
That commercial is the whole reason I ordered a stupid.
Don't you hate that? You see a commercial
thing.
And you're like,
you
win
you
this round, corporate
night.
Mega.
I totally
store.
Knew I got played last night. I'm like, going to Burger King,
yeah.
cheese dots, because I watched a stupid commercial.
Yeah, no, and you sit there and you're just
remember?
Like, you win
this is
this
great.
Round. Yeah, no. You remember that one time when you had that one thing?
Way louder than Justin does.
I'm sorry.
And every time I...
There's nothing wrong with more Kathy.
Well, no, because...
But it keeps clipping the fucking... Yeah. Well, because we keep turning.
Sorry.
Well, because when we have him on...
yeah, he's like Harrison Ford.
Movies.
But he also is way back here.
Buster.
Oh, and...
No, Justin's pretty good about keeping it on
the
stage.
And then mildly negative statement about things that are cool.
Oh, so going back to old people before we got way on the cheesy fries and shit.
Soda sopa.
I
know old people.
Yeah, I know.
I've known them longer than you have. I've lived with old people.
Soda sopa.
Yeah,
they've just been around me a lot. It's whatever though. Yeah. Soda sopa.
I got a new car, guys.
Yeah, I got a car.
Yeah.
It's whatever though.
Yeah. I mean, it's not whatever. It's a
no. I'm talking
Mustang.
About Justin. We're talking about Justin's car.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no.
Oh.
Which is actually a prequel car too.
It's whatever.
Oh, so this is your impression of Justin.
Yeah.
So
Justin,
I should get
I'm
really
not,
mad
I'm not,
at you
not,
right
not,
now, huh?
I'm not even impersonating Justin. I'm just this is who I am, man. I don't. It's not a big deal.
Justin, see, look at that. You just instantly pissed me off.
You just get mad, right?
Justin has a backup camera on his car.
For real, his car is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't
yeah,
get me
no,
wrong.
You told me about the
yeah.
dashboard.
No, the only
yeah,
issue
it's got
I
lights
have,
in the dashboard.
Oh, that's
shit.
So
it's not a real issue. But the only thing that I thought was adorable was when he's like, "You want to race?" And I laughed at his face.
Yeah,
I
don't want to race.
Don't. And he's like, and his argument goes, "Mine's 2015." And I go, "That's great, but mine has a thing that's better than a 2015.
Yeah,
it's called a Mustang." And by power alone, mine is designed to go faster than you at all times.
I believe.
I was like, you have a family car, and you're a single guy. I was like, for all intents and purposes, role reversal vehicles, dude. Like, yours is like, oh, I'll be safe and drive and be comfortable with yeah. my family and everyone in it.
Yeah.
Mine is, oh, but I don't want to go. So.
Go fast.
Yeah.
I believe
I'm
we
Ricky
have to
Bobby,
go
bitch.
To a Friday night drag race this summer, and you two need to race. It's like $5.
Oh, I've thought about it. Don't think that I have not thought about it.
That needs to
oh,
happen.
Oh, hold on. We'll ask Justin. Hey, Justin, do you want to do that? I mean, it's whatever, bro. I just, you know, I'll drive my car. It's cool. I mean, I'll probably win, but, you know, ain't a problem.
Anyways, we got off track of old people
just,
again.
You just kind of want to, like,
I'm just,
God, right?
You're not Justin.
See, I don't even know why I'm getting you mad. Like, you need to just chill,
right? Yeah, I know, right? I just need to chill.
Dude. Hey, Drell, you want to talk to your boy over there? I don't see why he's getting so mad about it.
I don't see why he's getting so mad.
Yeah, it's cool. Whatever.
Good lash out.
I'm a complete enabler with Justin.
Yeah.
Boy, like,
I
know,
yeah.
Because that's how you survive.
Yeah. You, it's one of those you live long enough to see you die a hero, live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And Justin is like the cornerstone
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
So I've been going to the pot shop a lot lately, like delivering. Yeah.
No, uh-huh.
I can't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But Snoop Dogg came to town. Did you guys see that?
Snoop Dogg did come to town.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw this car with a handicap placard parked behind the handicap spot, right?
Okay,
nothing out of the usual.
Behind the handicap, not in it, behind it.
Quick argument on that. Huh. I see a lot of that at stores where they park like across handicap spaces, like they'll take two of them and shit.
Yeah.
And I have mixed moral feelings about judging the person because I'm like, what if for whatever reason, the way the vehicle is set up or whatever, I don't know their story.
There's
I don't know. But then there are times I look at it and go, no wonder you have a fucking handicap sticker, you piece of fuck.
There's
and then
ramps.
I get real heated. Like, I'm on two, like, at any given day.
They're both extremes.
Yeah, extremes. Yeah. Not a middle ground of, oh, you're a handicap. No, it's like, no, you're a fucking lazy piece of fucking shit, you wheelchair riding some bitch. Or I'm like, oh, well, I get it. I mean, life happens.
Oh,
like,
my God. There's like, no fucking middle
no
for that
middle
shit.
For me.
Oh, my God.
But
you tell us your middle ground.
Because I got none.
Yeah, that's an odd fucking tire to die on. Like. But...
Have you not met me?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, okay. And the pot shop is packed, right? And
wake and bake, bitch.
There's this, yeah.
Have you? No, you haven't.
No,
smoked
I haven't.
Pot. I'm like, have you smoked pot? Like,
so, but there,
shit.
My understanding is stoners don't get up early.
Oh bullshit, they don't.
I don't know.
No, God no. Why would they?
But it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Pot shop's packed. There's this car right behind the handicap spot, not in it, behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you, sir.
I get out of the truck. These two. At least 75-year-olds are coming out of the pot shop. And I can't.
Oh, if that made it, that would have been so
fly.
That would have
been awesome.
That would have been fly as fuck.
It's all right.
It made me so happy.
Seeing two old people come out
Seeing
of a pot
two
shop?
Old people come, like, old people.
Ooh. I don't know.
And,
hold on.
And Jeffrey helped Ethel into the car, and then they got and fucking drove off.
I'm not going to use names, but you know these people.
Okay.
That are related. One of them is related to me. The other one isn't, but through marriage. Have been smoking.
That.
How related?
Yes.
Does he look like you? But a,
shit, I don't even know what I'm there.
But a owns a King Ranch.
They listen to it at work. So, but yeah. Like, and I'm like, for real? And he's like. Well, like,
owns a different truck.
Yeah, and he's like, my back hurts sometimes, and like I have trouble sleeping, and I have sleep apnea. And he goes, I don't need my CPAP. And I'm
that's awesome.
You mean the thing I've been telling you guys to try for the longest time?
Yeah.
And they have both been way off, like not on edge, way off edge. It's to the point that they were asking me about like recommendations and stuff, and I'm like, I can't even smoke anymore. Like, fuck you both. And they're just like, it's whatever. And I'm like, oh, go eat dick so hard right now. I'm like, well. Cause
beat motherfucker
has trouble with damn it
ah
boom
you really want me to edit that
you'll need to edit that okay. Yeah an individual has trouble with there you go so all you got to do is that part. Yeah. But the individual has he has trouble with regular smoke, like doing it through the actual marijuana. And found the pen. But he has. But he has trouble because it burns, and so okay. He was like, "Do you know anything that's good?" And I'm like, "Go to Cinder." Dude. Yeah, I'm more irritated because I'm having to give this individual advice, and I can't.
For the special someone.
Yeah, and so I'm like, "Go up to Cinder and ask for Chernobyl and get it in oil. Chernobyl. Go next door.
There's a weed called Chernobyl.
Yes,
it's an oil called Chernobyl." And yes, ooh. The only reason why I bought it is for the name. Because I'm that type of...
I would, too, if I smoked.
The one football team I like is purely based on the fact that I like tigers as an animal. So, I mean, my ability to make decisions, arguably,
your logic
is sketchy.
Acceptable.
You know?
I buy beer. I'm like...
Right, would I see? Yeah. No, yeah, we saw, like, a cream stout from Sam Adams. I'm like, I like those two words in a beer. So
right. There you go.
See, it would have been good.
We would have been...
But they only had a six-pack and a variety, so we were like, budget, let's do variety. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because we want to try different things.
Yeah.
And it was like, we saved like, what, $5, I think
Easy.
It was? Yeah, this one was like $5 off.
Yeah.
We
don't
see so I was like, go over there and get Chernobyl, and I was like, and go next door and get an oil pen and use it that way. And then I was like, and then you don't need a lot, but you throw a little bit in, you smoke it, and you won't feel
the
burn the same way. Because the vape pen is just like the flavored nicotine oils, where it's like just the water, you put it in the mod and do it. But with the pen, it's not so much, it's dabbing. Because what it is you put the oil directly on a heat coil.
Yeah.
And then when you push the button on it, the coil heats up, thanks to science. And then it cooks it the same way you would if you were lighting your marijuana with flame. And you're getting the same effect, but you're not getting the level of burn. Because you are in 100% control. You hold, it heats, you throw your oil on, you go, and you're good. And you're in 100% shoulder. You're in 100%
bottle cap
control
on his shoulder.
You're in 100% control of the flow. Yeah. So you're not having to sit there going, oh, I need to take a big hit because I had the lighter on it too long.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'll totally do that.
You're
and I'm
not
like,
sucking in butane and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, you can politely go fuck yourself, though, because I can't even do that anymore. And at the end of the day, I'll be like, I'm not a big, I don't mind drinking. It's good. Yeah. But there are days, and I know you've had them too, and I know with the crap you have to deal with on the office level, that you just want to be like, I want to do a thing that won't make me physically or mentally feel the way I feel
right now.
At this moment.
Yeah. And that's how you balance life out, man.
Or with all of last month, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck last month in his mouth.
But, like, you can attest to this. Like, there's something about marijuana that will infinitely be better than having a beer or even, like, a cigarette where you're like, I need to take the edge off the
day. Like,
I would gladly smoke. If the moment where they're like, oh, well, it's not a thing anymore, it's not a problem, you know, do as you guys please in that regard, I would gladly be like, guess where I'm going? And my ass be at Cinder, and I'd be like, all of it.
But
what?
Still,
as
a company, like, you could still be forbidden from using it.
Yeah, but...
Or, like, we're governed by the DOT.
Yeah.
I think the DOT would still fucking be like,
that's the thing. I think it's one of those, like, if it went federally legal, they could do it if the company decided as an individual body to do so.
Yeah.
But I still find the argument I always have against something like that is... That's great and everything to go, well, we don't want our people under the influence. And you're like, okay, but you don't mind people drinking alcohol. It's, granted, it's not on the clock, but in terms of, like, if you're going to regulate something like that in
but
that
even
regard,
if you're not smoking on the clock, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
There's just no valid way to fucking test it, so it's just all gone.
Yeah.
Because you can see long-term, like 2 weeks out, if you smoked or not. Or
that's what I'm saying, but it's
longer. But
it doesn't
you can't
work
do,
in that regard.
Are you intoxicated now test like you can with drinking?
Yeah.
I think that's a big fucking barrier. If they ever get something
down
like that.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know how you tell if someone's baked and driving? They're baked and driving, and you know what they're doing? They're not going anywhere because they're baked. They would be sitting outside of the store going, I need to go to the store.
Damn.
Fuck. Yep. Give me like 5 minutes. Hours later.
Yeah.
I didn't go into the store. Fuck, and they've been sitting outside of a Rose Arms for 3 hours. That's how you tell someone is baked. But no one, if you're looking at it as a real thing.
Oh, I feel you.
It's like
it's a court of law thing. Like,
yeah.
They can't prove you were baked. You can't go, well, he looked stoned.
Well,
you
know, no, yeah, but it's the same regard of like if
he didn't
you got
move for 25 minutes.
Yeah, but it's like if you got hammered the night before and you're hungover, you can still work.
Or you're still drunk the next
day. Yeah, you're still drunk the next day, but you didn't drink that day. Does it still count?
It does still count because you,
no,
your
but I'm
blood
saying, but
alcohol
if you're
level
using,
is at a
yeah,
certain point.
But I'm saying if you're hungover, right, there's still alcohol in your system, you know, and you're drained as shit and dehydrated.
If you're hungover, there's not alcohol in your system. Yeah.
Justin drunk.
That's still,
drunk. Justin 2 day bender, then going to work and you're like, are you still drunk? And he goes, no, I'm just 2 days hungover. And it noticeably impacts work.
That's saying it the way Justin says it.
Yeah.
That's still
but
drunk.
He's noticeably impacting he's negatively at work. Yeah. I don't know a single person who was baked the night before or got so baked that they weren't able to go to work the next day. Like, and I know people, like, not Justin. Justin never did because he always went into work. But people like, I partied way too hard, man. I'm hungover,
I'm
so I can't
drunk.
Come in. I'm still drunk.
Yeah.
Never with pot. You're not like, I was so high and I ate 3 full pizzas. I can't work. It's never a thing said.
I haven't taken
like,
a shit in like a week, man.
I'm so backed up from that pizza, from that weed.
Full pizzas.
Oh, it was stupid. I'm just saying in terms of there is no negative that I feel is valid in the realm of marijuana that is conceivably worse than alcohol.
I feel
it,
you.
Like they're it just where they go, yeah, but these reasons, like, but people get drunk and beat their family members or they get in car accidents and they die.
You're making and no argument that I am not for.
But it upsets like, me that the way they treat it. They're like, they treat it, well, get up there with like heroin or something. You're like, you've smoked the marijuana? And you're like,
I did heroin.
Yeah. And you're like, no, I did heroin. And they're like, oh,
junkie.
Well, but then they're, well, yeah, then they're like, yeah. And you're like, but I got off of it. And they're like, oh, so you've recovered. Like, yeah, I'm a recovering addictive substance addict. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, that's good. But if you smoke pot, they're like, sorry, you can't get this job.
I was wondering why you
it's
had
such
no
a,
teeth.
Yeah. But it's like, it falls in that thing of like, but then people are like, oh, but you get hammered every weekend? Well, I had a rough weekend too, bro. I got so trashed.
I'm not arguing that there isn't a wicked double standard with alcohol.
No, I'm just saying as a whole, not like as a, like you're making an argument. I'm saying as like a big picture on it. It blows my mind that something like that is treated the way it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know anyone who's beat a significant other on marijuana. Like, if you want to play
or overdose, nobody's ever
overdosed.
You have to smoke a gajillion pounds of weed.
You would have to do enough that it replaces the oxygen in the room in which you're in, and your lungs go, well, I can't breathe.
Well, you have to smoke like your body weight or something to get that amount
and
of THC.
And you can't do it.
No, there's no way.
So, you know, but with alcohol, depending on the person, in your regard, NyQuil used to get you drunk. like, you couldn't even have NyQuil without going, oh, God, I'm so hungover the next day. You smoke a bowl, you're like, oh, fucking nachos. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, back up to 300 pounds.
Yeah, and you're like, damn it. But it was good, though, right?
Okay. No, I'd like to, except I have to pee sometimes into a cup.
Immediately
fucking fire you. Like,
yeah.
My boss can't go, no, don't. Because they'll be like, yeah, but no, he's fired.
See, and that's where the way they treat it, they're like, oh, but you guys can go get hammered. Like, i.e., let's say a company has a function.
Yeah.
And it's an open bar.
You should
wait till you're going to go to the
Christmas party.
Wait
till the
buddy.
Christmas party.
No,
it's
fantastic. You have everyone drunk out of their gourd. You're like, you literally drive for half of your living.
We went.
But getting hammered is a thing that is promoted. It's not, dude, open bar. It's like, dude, like over here, we can smoke some marijuana. You know, if you want to chill, unwind, that's great. Have a beer. Good old
time. I don't
time.
Like the smell.
And they don't treat it that way. They're like, no, bro, shots. Just shots, shots. Lil Jon, shots. $1 million.
We went to the hockey game Friday with some of your coworkers.
Yes.
Your warehouse manager was down at the bar most of the game.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
How strange is that, that people I have been around for a living are drinking frequently?
But that's the way the Christmas party is.
Oh, yeah.
They give you 2 free drink tickets. I get Kathy's drink tickets. They're still offering me drink tickets.
Yeah.
I get my drink tickets,
I will
but
say
then I
this,
get Kathy's because
I will say
drink.
This. I have worked a few days where I'm like, no, I get it. Not in terms of wanting alcohol.
You should have
but there are
it.
Days where I'm like, I want to get baked.
Back when everybody was wicked mad at each other with John and screaming at each other.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been awkward.
When John left, everybody got less tense.
Yeah. It doesn't seem...
And like, I noticed it. Like, I've heard her say it, but I noticed everybody's, like, butthole unpuckered.
Yeah.
That popped up yesterday.
Get it? Popped up. Sorry, that was bad.
Or the day before.
John?
Yeah.
Talking about, like, the good old days, and they're like, things kind of suck right now, and you go, no,
that
man.
That was not a good old day.
No, no, but no, when they, like, when they bring up things like that, where they sit there and they're like, man, I had a day. You had a day? We'll hear this story, and they're like, oh, my day wasn't that bad. Right? Right. Like, it's like a Vietnam. We're like, so how was D-Day? And you're like, I've seen some things. You know, it's like, you had a bad day. I was at Pearl Harbor. Then I was at Normandy. And then I went through three camps. But I mean, oh, you tell me about your life problems. And you're like.
And then I liberated some people.
Yeah. And like.
Good people.
And then I came back.
Who saw their friends die.
Yeah. And then it's like, and then I got back. And because I'm a minority, I was told that I couldn't have nice things. And I had to go to a bathroom and stand on a bus. And they were separate. Yeah. So
and
I mean,
Japanese friend got put in a camp.
In the
United States, where the German prisoners of war were treated fantastic.
And so you're like, so I mean, but you had a bad day. Tell me how your girlfriend broke up with you, or how your iPod stopped working. But I mean, hey, your day was rough though, right? And you're just like,
God damn it, Grandpa.
Fuck you, Grandpa. Bad day. Like, oh, and that's when the beer comes out. And you go, oh yeah, enlighten me.
My grandpa was in World War II. And I remember when I was real little, I was like, did you shoot anybody? Because I was like five, and I wanted to know that. And my dad's like, how about you don't? Because Grandpa doesn't talk about the war.
Never.
Yeah. There's Grandpa was in World War II
in Italy.
Oh.
On a list of places I don't want to ever go in a time machine.
And there was, man, how about you don't? But this is the same man that told me about the atomic bomb. And how it obliterated everybody. And I'm like, I'm seven, Grandpa. I was seven when he died.
Okay, so white people have it differently than anyone else. So you guys can travel through time at any point, and basically you're golden. But I
You can't. Yeah, we had the same conversation. Yeah. I was at one of my shippers, and we had the same conversation.
Like, if you ever want to know what the real concept of white privilege is, time machine.
They were talking about time travel.
I can only go to 87.
And
if I'm lucky... 85, it's still kind of a sketchy...
The black guy in the whole room is like, I can't time travel. And I'm like, we have this conversation all the time, man.
the span of time in which I have been alive is the time in which I can travel.
You could go to the mid-70s, probably. It's not the best, but you ain't going to die right then.
See, that's a white guy response.
No.
Going, oh, yeah, there were
he
dogs in
the can't join mid- Black Panther and shit.
Yeah,
dogs and hoses were in the 60s.
You know they're still happening.
Now it's Native Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's its own weird world we fucking live in.
Yeah.
God,
fucking
I hate
weird,
people.
Yeah.
But no, I always, a part of me wants, like, if I could go back in time, like, everyone has a thing, like, if you had to go to World War II and where you'd want to be, we're going to a place where people are going to be murdered.
Italy's not it.
No.
No.
But you know where I'd honestly go? North Africa. I would love to be in the world's largest tank battle against Rommel.
Ooh.
Like, how much fun it would be to have, like, a sea of metal. People don't think about North Africa. That's my favorite
thing. They don't think about North Africa in World War II at all.
They don't think about North Africa at all
until
now. I mean, because, you know,
except for
Egypt and Twitter.
All the Moroccans coming up into Europe and they're fucking...
Oh, yeah. How lame would it be if your entire subcontinent manipulated and destroyed an entire continent of people.
It's the whole continent.
And then,
the biggest continent.
No. I'm saying the people of Europe.
Yeah.
Where they would go and their empires would go and fuck with everybody in the entire continent of Africa and then get mad when they drawed fictitious lines through villages and nations and said, well, you know, get over it. And walked out and left the door open extensively. Like, that's what they did. And then...
sun didn't set on the English Empire.
And then 60, 70 years later, people are like, the shit you did fucked everything up.
We're sorry.
And they're like, go away. Go away. Like, oh, go where? My nation has been bombed to shit.
But our princess died in a tunnel.
Yeah, and they're like, Princess Anna died. Because paparazzi... And like, oh, your princess... Our entire kingdom was destroyed. We watched the royal family go out like fucking the the like Anastasia and her whole fucking family. Like that. They went out like that. Oh, but I mean, your princess to go eat dick. Like, for real? White people ain't got fucking problems like that.
No, we don't.
You again, you had a princess die. Nations have fallen because of the family.
I lived over here. I'm not connected to the royal family at all.
You're not, but you're white, so you know. Welcome to the club of you look like those people, so it must inherently be your fault.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not going
to
say
that. No, you have to. You can't know. It's us, and you have to now.
Okay. So that's like connecting us or connecting you with, say...
The sniper in D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be. It would be like making a broad generalization of people based off the actions of one individual or a small group of individuals and then blaming the majority of them for the fault of a few individuals. How shitty that would be, right? Yeah, I mean, like, that's never happened for
this
white
is why
people
I didn't want to say
ever.
Anything.
Yeah,
this
see?
Is why I didn't
yeah.
Want to say anything.
No, anytime it ever gets brought up, though, where they're like, you can't blame all cops. And I'm like, oh, I can't. I can't blame all cops for the actions of a few bad cops. The same way, you know, six African Americans did something that you frowned upon.
The bad ones.
The bad ones. The bad ones did a thing, but we're all lazy niggers now because of it.
Yeah.
Or we're all angry Negroes. Yeah, no, how shitty would that be that I look like a guy who robbed a place once? So, I mean, if you arrest me, you're arresting us all. Like, that's, right? That would be so shitty to have that happen. Oh, wait, it does every day.
But that doesn't make you a better person for...
No, it doesn't, but it certainly fucking points it out.
That's all
it's all it does.
I just want you to know that we're not good people.
No one's a good people. Everyone is, at this point, everyone dropped the ball on society. Just on a global level, we're playing volleyball and everyone went, I don't want to play anymore. And the ball just went like, you can't just, the ball's the planet. That is the metaphor I am making.
Like the way we just elected a fucking
yeah, we elected celebrity. The worst human being next to the last candidate. Because as electoral systems have gone, right? Yeah. The last truly elected dictator-esque type person in that the same way. As a fascist.
The Electoral College hasn't voted yet.
No, but I'm saying in terms of the individual.
When this goes out.
Hitler was the last one, because Mussolini was already in power. And Japan doesn't count, because it was Emperor Hirohito. Huh?
What about Castro? Did he just ascend?
No, he was... After the revolution, and Chavo disappeared, because it's easier to blow up bridges than it is to build them.
It's communism.
And that's real. Like, in that type of communist revolution, it is.
The Un family gets voted in every time. It's a yes or no, and you have to vote yes, and it's 100% turnout because
it is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Yeah. So he's voted in every
time. And everyone wonders where's
Korea. Well, because all
voting,
glory to the great leader.
Voting no is treason.
Yeah, because
you're
glory,
like, what? The, why?
Because all glory
because
to the great leader.
It essentially works as a census.
We're
going to
elect
Korea.
The baby face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, which it's so like... It's one of those things where it's like
the
last
time... Fed
his
uncle's dogs.
Yeah.
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 No, it just blows my mind that you see, like, the way he was elected, and then, like, the people got mad, and they're like, when they're sitting all over, like, Facebook and whatever, going, dude, just get over it. We all can go home, and, you know, like, he got elected. It's cool. And then they have parties in the streets. People stopped going to work, and they partied for, like, a week straight. It was like 11,000 college
people voted for a dead gorilla.
Yeah. Like, that's the world we live in. Like, 100,000 people were like, Harambe! Which, in any other election, would be like, ha! Now you're like, no.
In an off-year election is kind of funny.
Yeah. It's funny when it's
the
like...
The election of elections?
No. You don't do that during a presidential election. You do that when you're voting for city council. Because it's funny. And you're like, I'll vote a dead
gorilla. You vote
for
Chris for trash commissioner.
Yeah, like, come on, that's all I'm saying. I vote seriously when, I don't know, literally the fate of the world... could play a part in my decision.
I still voted for you for something.
It
was a city.
One of the
city
ones?
Job.
Yeah, I think I voted for myself for one.
It's always a city job, and I really should ask
it was
you every
one,
time.
It was an easy one.
Because we need to get you elected sometime.
Yeah. I would love to be elected. I would love to be president. I'd have fun. I would end up going gray and miserable, and all of you would be in my cabinet. And you know the most fucked up part of it? No, the best part would be... You would be my secretary to leaving humanity for the Great Ape Empire. And they would go, and then they would all go, that's not a thing. And I go, y'all elected Trump. And that's all. And they'd be like, fuck. Every time, every decision I make,
I'd
go.
What's that job pay? Like, I know it's not a lot, but it's more than I make now.
It doesn't pay anything.
But pays in gorilla fingers?
But you get grandfather clauses in having Secret Service for life and free health care.
That's all right.
Because you'd be a government official.
I do.
On a cabinet level.
I do. All right.
You just do what you do, but you would be the great traitor that would fuck over humanity.
He's almost like
I've
a witch.
I've got handicapped children. I need health care for life. You know?
Yeah, see? Works out.
He just get paid.
Yeah. No, he would just do his job. He doesn't do anything just when the great ape overlords like take over the empire.
Then I'm in charge.
Then he's totally the scapegoat for it.
Oh, so well, you know, fuck you. You gotta go work, though.
So. Yeah.
Free
so yeah, but you get free health and Secret Service. So, I mean, that's gonna suck for them.
You can just tell the
being
Secret
stuck
Service
in the car when you retire, you're like, so, you need any help, sir? And you go,
someone comes up all fucking shitty about their package.
I want my package. Go, go, go. Just strong arm him to the ground.
Because people get
you will like this package.
People get nasty about shit you have no fucking control over.
And you know who wouldn't have to deal with that anymore?
Me.
You. And you go, oh, you have a problem? Mike, Steve, go. And they go, is there a problem? Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Right? So, I mean, that's something, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like if
right with all of this, actually.
Like, I just feel like if I became president, any decision I make, I could go, y'all voted for Donald Trump. Like that, I feel like whoever comes after him, if, you know, barring global nuclear thermo self-destruction.
Didn't Joe Biden want to do that?
No, he's 2020.
Is he 2020?
He's running 2020.
He didn't run.
I bet you anything, Kanye West will beat him out in 2020.
No, because the lineup so far is The Rock, Kanye
Johnson.
West.
Yep.
I really, really, really want Michelle Obama. If Joe doesn't run,
oh my God.
I'm way going Michelle.
She said she's not.
I don't give a fuck. She has 4 years for me to change her mind, and I would love for her to be president purely because
you're smart. You're not Michelle Obama. No, smart. I'm like not, you're not going to change her mind.
But how great would it be for the world to be like some dictator in some pissant country is like, oh, you have a woman as your president, and she would be like, oh. That's fine.
Mike.
No, and she would just go, that's fine. And the guy would be like, and what's fine? What do you mean it's fine? Like me talking shit about you is fine?
No, it's just fine.
Dude, it's fine. What part's fine, though? Don't worry about it.
It's like me and Justin.
That's
like,
if we make it.
Yeah, no, it would be. To be like, go hang out with your friends.
That's if we make it to 2020.
Well, yeah. But I would just love, like, Hillary doesn't have the tone in which she could have done
God, no.
That's fine. She lacks that. But Michelle has that tone of, that's fine. And you're like, and another, what do you mean? Like, just the opponent would just, I don't, do you have to say it like that? And she'd be like, say what, like what? Yeah, you're saying it in a way that's scary. I don't know what you're talking about. Go to the bar. Go hang out with your dictator friends. Yes. What do you?
I'm just going to go to bed.
And they're like, I'm just going to go, oh, that's fine. Is there something in my bed? I don't know. What do you mean? And then they all just commit suicide because none of them can emotionally cope with her not. Her just, or 3 years in when the other side is like, well, we want to do this. And she goes, you guys remember that one time when my husband was president? Fuck, she's bringing up the past again. God damn it. But it's so justified. But they're going to just be like, son of a bitch.
And then when you blocked fucking everything he tried?
Yeah. She goes, remember that time you guys did that one thing?
And then you had Trump.
And then when they turn around.
Donald fucking
Trump. And then she turns around to leave and someone makes a face and she goes, you will wipe that look off your face. How the fuck? And they're like, dude, you don't fucking make it's a mom, dude. What the fuck is your damage? I'm sorry. They're like, oh, you're what? I'm sorry, Madam President. It's like, you shut up, man. Just, I mean, come on.
Robert, are you sure this is the episode you really want to ask important questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert, questions, go.
I just know we've talked about a lot.
I was
going to
do it in the intro, so.
Oh, okay.
In the intro?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We can wait till the intro.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be president running for 2020, barring nuclear apocalypse and ape overlords?
Biden or Obama?
No, like fake person. Or a real person. A real person.
No, it has to be fake.
We have, at this
we'd
point,
have so much more
we
fun.
We have... It can literally be anyone.
Man's
at
not
this
in
point.
Office. No more celebrity presidents. I'm good.
But who would say it's a non-fictional or doesn't
exist?
No.
We're going real people.
I know.
But I'm saying, like, if at the point that, well, I don't know, because as you have seen, the Spice Girls do have more foreign relations skills than a guy who's about to run a country.
Yeah.
With the stank
so
face.
I'm saying anyone.
If he could, he can't because he's not American citizen or he wasn't born in America. He was born to a Canadian and South African. But Elon Musk. I think he could get shit together.
He in a terrifying way.
And we'd be in Mars.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, actually. Before he would be president, he'd go, we're going to Mars. You can't. Did it.
Efficient as fuck, too.
Yeah. He 17 explosions, 32 successful ones. He's like, but there were people. And? Never mind.
That's kind of how Elon Musk
is. Yeah. He's like, there were people. And he goes, we made it to Mars. And you'd be like, he's not wrong. Yeah. Like that, everyone around the table would just be like, he's not wrong.
And we have a lot of cars around the world.
Yeah. It's like, oh, but I saved the world. You're welcome. He would totally Spock it and go, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Oh, my God.
But they died. And he's like,
did you watch the Spock documentary?
No, I haven't watched it yet because I plan on crying for 2 hours.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Yeah, no, I know I'm going to just weep openly for 2 hours.
I got to prepare myself for that.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah,
I got to have like a box of Kleenex, maybe a little lotion just to help make me happy.
The
like
fucking picture of him and you're just like.
You jerk off to a Spock documentary?
No, because it makes you happier.
When you see that cover of it, you're like, I'm going to
You need the endorphins afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, no. So if you could, for a real person, but
not a real contender,
who would you go for and why?
Neil
Tyson?
Yeah. I don't know. He has
I feel
that
like
charismatic...
he'd have a space-heavy fucking budget.
That or Stephen Hawking's. Like,
I
want to see one of
I
those
I like
two.
The idea of both. My only problem with Hawking's is, granted, he's been alive a long time, and
he's
they were like,
starting
you got 15
to get a
minutes
little,
to
yeah,
crazy
he,
he's got hospitalized this week.
And he's a little, he's not, if it were Hawking's 15 years ago,
yes.
I could, that rationally would make more sense in terms of life longevity.
Is he
I would
English?
Feel comfortable. Hawking?
Yes,
yeah.
Very English.
Yes.
I watched
no, he was, yes.
He teaches at Oxford.
Right? Yeah, no, he's English, yeah.
Yeah.
He's English, yeah. Okay. I would be cool with Tyson, and I love Tyson, but he's... Like, and this is coming from a guy who's not good at being tactful.
Mm-hmm.
He's really bad at that. He's not forgiving.
And that's
in
okay.
that regard. Well, no, and I don't have a problem with it. But when you look at it as a world stage, the impression others will get from it, to where when they go to say something and he goes, well, no, you're wrong. And then it's not that he's like interrupting them because they're wrong. He goes, this is how it is. They go, well, that's what I said. He goes, no, you said it this way. And it was wrong. If you're going to communicate, you need to do it correctly. He says it in a way that is,
it's better than Bill Nye.
Because I love Bill Nye, because Bill Nye straight is like, oh no, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And his
Bill's
look,
just like, Bill, fuck you.
Tyson
wrong.
Can hide the look. Like,
yeah.
And he go,
and
no,
Ham,
you're wrong.
Not even on the debate. Talking at the Creation Museum, and Ken Ham's like, I spout crazy stupid shit, and Bill Nye's like,
Bill has
here's 100 different
impressive.
Fucking reasons why you're
Bill
wrong.
Bill has a level of Bill has tact
I
and
like
patience, but he lacks the he can't hide his expressions.
No.
So when someone goes, there's a book, the look on his face is, bitch, say it one more time.
Yeah,
is his look.
I will end
so,
you.
Yeah, so when he's sitting there in front of the UN,
so it's not just
and
one
like,
book; it's 60 fucking books. God damn it!
Yeah. And when there's like, and so Sorry. Like, if he's sitting there in front of the UN and a country wants to invade another country, and they make some stupid argument, he's not going to be a good moderator. He's going to go, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And the look he's going to have is going to be really. He's not going to be able to hide his emotion that way, where Neil could. I think them really together would make a great VP and president.
Yeah.
Like, as a
Tyson,
they would do great together, but I don't think they could do the job of president without the other one. They are very much, one is the heat and one is the flame.
That's understandable.
I would think they would need to work together, because on the podcast,
that's
when Neil is like, I'm being
things.
A con- I'm
heat,
being a con-
one
con-
is the flame.
Yeah, well, it is. They are. One is heat, one is flame. And because they complement each other in such a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Where Neil is like, hey guys, like, check this out, and here's the facts. But Bill would be like, "Hey, shut the fuck up."
Yep.
Talking.
Yeah.
And then go, and then be cool.
Evolution's fucking real.
Yeah. He's like,
God
he goes,
damn
like,
it.
Doesn't
I'm
matter
done.
How you feel. And then where Neil will go now, and he go, now hold up, Bill. Check this out.
Yeah.
And then he'd say, but then when they say something stupid, Neil would go, "So you're a fucking idiot," and he'd say it just as calm, and Bill would go, "Now. Let's hear them out first."
Yeah.
And so they really compliment each other. When you hear them on the podcast, you're like, you two need to run for something together. They need to. They work so well on their podcast that you're just like, oh, have all my fucking babies, guys.
Yeah.
For real. Kathy, who do you want?
Yeah.
I want to be a robot so hard.
He's not hard, Kathy. He's just.
Well, yeah. Any human being.
Oh.
Like, if it could be anybody, it'd have to be Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, born in America's heartland, Tijuana, Mexico. But. There are things I will die. I will have, like, our Alzheimer's and all of it. And the one thing I'm going to remember is that Bender Bending Rodriguez was born in America's heartland of Tijuana, Mexico.
Every now and then, like, whatever we're watching on DVR shuts off and Futurama's on, and I'll turn it on. And the boys are like, I want to watch this. I'm like, we're watching Futurama.
Yeah. Kale and I have been watching the shit out of Futurama. We're... Yeah. We'll do that. We'll save that one for another episode about him dealing with Seymour.
He saw that one.
Yeah. But, Kathy, I want to know who you'd want for president.
Has he seen the last episode yet?
No, we're not there yet. We're on season 7. Who do you want for president?
I don't know.
You have to have a person. What is a human? Who's a human being? Or a robot. Like?
Just say Zorn. It's great.
I love Zorn. I would let Zorn be president.
You got me hooked. Dude,
Zorn is such a great show.
That show's getting so canceled, too.
It's getting way canceled. It's too good to not get canceled.
Yeah. It's up our alley, but nobody else.
It'll get picked up by Netflix
or something.
We're probably the
only four that watch it.
Yeah. No, it'll get picked up after the end of it. They'll get 13 episodes, and then, like, Comedy Central or Netflix will
pick
it up.
Like when he's sneaking through the fucking... Eating ducks. His sword just slicing through everything.
And you're like, that is comedy gold right there.
So bad.
Yeah. Over hot sauce.
Over, which is so, they're stealing our hot sauce. It's hot sauce. We have 3 bottles. If it's hot sauce now, it'll be something later. His arguments are valid is the worst part. You're just like, Zorn's not wrong. Yeah. And I love that with his ex-wife too, when she's like, well, I mean...
And she's got Z on one butt cheek and RN on the other one.
Yeah. He's like, why do you... Oh, never mind. Yeah. She's like, why do you have Z... Oh. I just don't like Tim, whatever his face
Tim
is.
Meadows.
Tim Meadows' character.
We've been talking about this forever. We can't remember his last name. We keep going.
It's always Tim
Tracy
something.
Morgan. And we're like, not Tracy Morgan. But the other SNL guy.
I don't like that he is so...
That's his whole character.
That's his character.
But the levels, because they're all extremes of each of that.
The extreme
character
of Zorn.
He is such the antithesis of Zorn.
Yeah.
That the way he does it, I feel that he could have done that character better. It feels like it's too much of like Roger from American Dad, in terms of an extreme. Because I don't like Roger in American Dad. American Dad would be a better show without Roger.
It doesn't ruin the show for me though.
But it doesn't ruin it. But Roger has moments where you're like,
I don't
that's
think the show
gold.
Would be as good. If
Without
Roger wasn't
Roger.
On it.
But I don't like Roger on his the way when he's
on
at his
occasion,
level. Like,
you're
he's
like,
so overly.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's over the top about himself, it's great. But when he's like, I made a sex joke, it's not funny.
But when he's
like,
doing all
not
the parts
joke.
From fucking.
When he does.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Those are clever. He can be clever with the whole, like, he goes, I don't have to be this guy. I can put on another wig. And he comes out and he's like, Stan. Yeah. You know? And he starts mocking him. And you're like, that's funny.
Yeah.
But then like 2 minutes later, it's like, I just need alcohol and I love Barbara Streisand. And it's just so...
He's being cheeky. And
not... That him is not funny.
Yeah.
That version of him. And that's how I feel like with Tim Meadows, because I can remember his name now, where the character, he has moments where he goes, I'm an online teacher, Zorn, so I have a lot of students. He goes, so you're too lazy to go to a classroom? No, I just don't like the kids. Boom. I'm like, you're sold on that.
Yeah.
But the part of like, I'm an online teacher, Zorn. It's just the way he does it is so, just want to elbow him in the face. But then like the shitty neighbors when they have like the lawn gnomes and the shit in their yard and they start stealing them. And you see like that darker version of Tim Meadows come out and you're like, that's good.
That's funny.
This version isn't.
I don't think we're that far.
Oh, no, it's great. Yeah, when they have a neighbor war,
we've got
great.
A bunch of them on our DVD.
I love his best friend, Butt. Oh.
Headbutt? Yeah.
Yes.
Headbutt. Remember that time when we got drunk and he started headbutting everything? That's all the time, Zorn. Well, yeah, that's why he's not staying at my place.
Yeah.
It's just a great... You're like, see? Like, that sold all my dollars.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you want Zorn as president, Kathy? Yeah.
No, I don't want Zorn as president. He's not a real person.
No, that's a legitimate fucking...
I'd vote.
Do you want Tim Meadows as president?
Yeah, do you want Tim Meadows' character?
No. God, no.
We were watching American Housewives. She likes that lady.
Yeah.
Which
She'd
lady?
Be a good president.
American Housewife.
I don't know the show.
Or Speechless Mom. She'd be good.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm
Minnie Driver.
Minnie Driver.
Ooh. Ooh. And she's hot.
Yeah.
And she's
and
fucking
she's
fiery,
like
MILF
hot.
She's
yeah.
like El
no,
Diablo.
I mean, yeah,
cases.
No, I would wave over her purely on me being a chauvinistic male pig. Like, I'd be like, she can have all these politics, and I'm like, yeah, but like, fuck. Like,
she
I
could be
MILF
she
president.
Could be Donald version 2. And
yeah,
like,
and I'd be like, but she's fucking hot. God damn it, she's
it's
hot.
Not
she's
Milana
also
Trump,
not available to fucking
else.
Run for president.
Yeah,
nope.
No. Yeah. Oh, the escort.
Yeah.
Or the our escort lady, or escort first lady
in chief.
Yeah. Yeah.
Escort in chief.
Yeah. Who's already on the Mile High Club before she was on Air Force One? That one.
Yeah. Oh man, imagine
fucking
being president.
I
want to
be
got
president.
That sweetened back, and you're like, just once.
Oh, well, that's stupid not to. All of them have. Like, the moment they had that airplane and they were like, stewardess, don't you have a president? Never mind. at all times. Like, way down. I honestly, I'll be real, it's totally like self-centered. I'd vote for me. I would want to be president so hard.
I'd vote for you.
I want to be president I would never more than I want ever. Anyone yeah, else, no, as okay. a whether they're famous or they're a real person. I would want to be president because the look that they get day one, there's no better image to see the work on a human being than president day one.
Yeah.
President, like, start end of inauguration first term.
And then, yeah. the, end
and then
of,
the end of first term yeah. and then yeah. end of second
There's
term.
There's salt and pepper like Pat at yeah. the end of the first term. And
fuck
then,
Obama.
Yeah, dude, Obama is like, I have seen some things. It's like, they're it's all like every, that, at the end of, yeah. at the well, end of it, each year, they open up way. The Ark of the Covenant just a little bit. Because they have to
they
close
just,
it.
They just burn a little bit.
Yeah, they're like, okay, I just need... Because the light in the Ark of the Covenant is better than the shit they have to deal with daily. So they just deal with the pain. It's like their way to cut themselves. It's like crack open it. It burns! Shut the Ark, honey. Okay. Click. It's like, I just needed to feel something. Yeah. I just feel dead inside.
Since it's been a while, you know that when Mike Pence went to Hamilton and they had that message for Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh. When he needed his safe space.
Yeah, when yeah. he needed to yeah. say, oh yeah, you were talking about that,
oh, yeah.
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He came out with...
It's gay?
No. Oh. That'd be so fucking...
He way is, though.
Oh my God,
Mike Pence is way gay.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, no.
That's
gay,
why he's the cop.
Gay is the day is long
That's why
gay.
He's as self-hating as he is.
Oh
like,
yeah, hardcore.
And
yeah,
no. pass that law in India
yeah.
and shit.
No, like, when he comes out, or it comes out as him being gay, it's not even going to be, like, a scandal. Everyone's going to go...
Did you see like, his, right? his response like to that?
His?
Was, yeah.
No. I just know they wanted a safe space.
Yeah. No, it was, well, that was more like just that side in general. It was like, he needs a safe space, whatever. He gave this eloquent, like, vice presidential response. Like, what you want out of the fucking man.
Yeah.
And if he had...
Whether you agree or disagree.
Whether yeah, whether yeah. you agree. I don't like Mike Pence. I hope the worst things for him.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because 100%. He's an awful human being. But oh, yeah. he gave.
But his response was
response,
what you would expect as a someone who would be in his future position.
That I want my. Yeah. That I want.
You may not like him, but you're like, that is the level of
vice president to give.
Yeah.
If he had the smallest inkling, homeopathic amount of that kind of reason in everything he did, great. Where the fuck is it?
Yeah.
Because
it's almost irritating that you're like, okay, so if you can say this and you can respond this way like a functioning human fucking being,
yeah.
Why do you think using electrical therapy will save someone from being gay? Like in terms
why
of
is
like
discrimination
that
of any kind?
Yeah.
It's okay. almost like they paid him to say that. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Before he was even remotely elected on any level when he was just like a the senator.
He was a lawyer.
When he was a lawyer, he was all about like gays can be the gay can be shocked out of you.
And if you
that is
if you listen
is.
To him talk,
fuck, that is so weird.
If you listen to yeah, him talk, he's right? he's amazing at it.
He can speak
like yeah. a motherfucker. And you're like, I want
if
him,
you see, they, him and
to
the
just
president
have different
are,
views. Like
yeah, they have such opposites of a coin being the same coin. Him and Donald are the same coin, but they are so opposite in the way Donald will go and be like, I'm going to get in a flame war with fucking some 16-year-old girl on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then Pence is like, well, this was the thing they said to me, and here is my response.
He speaks so eloquently, he just says awful things when he does it.
Yeah. He's literally the silver-tongued devil is what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't convince you, but you're like, I can see how people could
like,
go
I've
for
watched
him.
A lot of clips of him talking in Congress, and you're like, why can't you just not be the worst human being?
Yeah.
Right?
He's not bad at communicating, but the message he is communicating is bad.
His views are awful.
Yeah. yeah. Absolutely awful.
It's the context.
Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly.
What do we have on time?
We need to wrap this one up so we can get another one in.
Okay. Yeah. And I way want to hear Robert's seriousness. so hard. I
think you do.
Which, yeah. which when we post this episode, will have already been said, and we're just waiting to hear it.
oh, yeah. That's dope. Okay, so I guess...
Car.
Oh, it's cars, whatever. And then I've seen cars before.
And then since Kathy went upstairs,
car.
It's all fingers.